Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Green Newton Exchange Podcast brings local climate conversations to residents, by Annalise Vito. When Green Newton Board Co-Chair Brian Hodgson launched the Green Newton Exchange Podcast in February 2025, he wasn't trying to create another environmental news source. Instead, he wanted to make conversations about climate action more accessible and introduce residents to the people and organizations working to make Newton more sustainable. Now, 20 episodes later, the podcast has featured city officials, nonprofit leaders, local business owners, and community advocates discussing topics ranging from composting and clean energy to municipal sustainability efforts and community engagement. Newton-based nonprofit Green Newton promotes environmental sustainability through education, advocacy, and community engagement. The podcast is one of its newest outreach efforts, complementing its long-standing newsletter and public programming. The idea for the podcast grew from Hodgson's interest in technology and climate education, as well as Green Newton's desire to connect with audiences beyond its email newsletter. "Green Newton has an amazing e-news," Hodgson said. However, younger Newton residents do not read a ton of emails. With that in mind, Hodgson challenged himself to produce one episode each month for a year before deciding whether to continue the project. More than a year later, the podcast has grown beyond that initial goal. "The variety of guests and topics has been such a delight," Hodgson said. "We have covered topics like composting, diet, heat pumps, the tree canopy, corporate responsibility, and government action. It is the range of topics and the energy of the guests that keeps me motivated." Drawing on relationships he has built through Green Newton, Hodgson has invited guests from across the city's climate community to share their work and explain how residents can get involved. "I would hope that the podcast motivates listeners to take one new action to make a difference in climate," he said. "That might mean they start composting, volunteer, or weatherize their house. There are so many things people can do that it can be overwhelming. Picking one thing and building from there results in progress across a large number of people." The Green Newton Exchange has featured a wide cross-section of guests, including former Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller, city council members, Newton's climate action coordinator, nonprofit organizations, local businesses, and environmental advocates. Recent episodes have highlighted topics such as composting, the Charles River, clean energy, Newton Power Choice, and reducing household waste. Among those guests was Anne Burrick, the city's co-director of climate and sustainability, who said participating in the podcast aligned with the city's efforts to educate residents about environmental issues. "These issues are important for everyone to understand, and both Green Newton and the city are trusted sources of information," Burrick said. She added that community conversations help encourage residents to become more engaged in climate action. "Every informed conversation about these issues is helpful, especially when the sources of information are highly regarded and trusted," she said. Josh Morse, Newton's chief operating officer, said the podcast provides another avenue for the city to communicate its sustainability work and reach residents who may not engage through more traditional channels. "My goal has always been to do our part as a municipality while also leading by example," Morse said. "But leading by example only works if people know what we're doing. That's one of the reasons I felt it was important to help share these stories through the Green Newton Exchange podcast." Morse said community engagement is essential because municipal operations account for only a small portion of Newton's overall carbon emissions. "We cannot meet our climate goals without the active participation of residents, businesses, and community organizations," he said. "Education, communication, and outreach are indispensable parts of that effort." Looking ahead, Hodgson said his focus is shifting from building a catalog of episodes to expanding the podcast's audience. "Since the launch, I have been more focused on the guests and topics," he said. "Now that we have a strong list of episodes, increasing the audience and followers is a key goal. Upcoming episodes will include conversations about sustainability initiatives within Newton Public Schools during the back-to-school season." For Hodgson, the podcast's success is measured less by download numbers than by whether listeners come away with practical ideas they can apply in their own lives. "The most common feedback I get is that people learn something new," he said. "The goal would be that they tell their family or neighbor about what they have learned, and it expands the potential impact." Episodes of the Green Newton Exchange podcast are available on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and through Green Newton's website. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.